Welcome to the West Midlands and Warwickshire Green Business Podcast. Subscribe now for more episodes. Hello and welcome to the Green Business Podcast. I'm Jonathan Howell, Energy Advisor for the Decarbonisation Net Zero Programme. And as always, I'll be your host for today's session. So just to set the scene on the Decarbonisation Net Zero Programme, we help SME businesses in the West Midlands Combined Authority and Warwickshire areas reduce their energy use by offering free energy audits. And we also have grant funding available of up to 50% to contribute towards energy efficiency projects. And I'll give you a bit more detail on that later in the episode. Now, alongside the energy efficiency advice that we provide, as you probably know by now, we also like to bring our business community other guidance, tips, and information from the wider sustainability sector. In previous episodes, we've covered such topics as the circular economy, carbon accounting, and solar PV. But today's session will focus on what's called B Corp certification. Now, that helps businesses become a force for good by improving their social and environmental performance and balancing profit and purpose. So to help explain this in a bit more detail, I would like to welcome today's guest to the podcast, Annie Olivier from B-Lab UK. Good afternoon.
Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Thanks for joining. So just to kick off then, Annie, first of all, could you introduce yourself again and give our listeners a bit of a background to you and your career so far, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name's Annie Olivier. I'm head of growth at B-Lab UK. B-Lab UK is the nonprofit that's responsible for certifying companies known as B Corps, which Jonathan just ran over the concept of. I've spent the last 10 years or so working for nonprofits, typically focused on trying to create positive social or environmental impact. That would look like a little bit of time doing wildlife conservation, fair trade textiles, and also tackling the food poverty crisis. And then I had probably around 3 years or so where I was working on the UK's productivity puzzle. So trying to understand why the UK has one of the poorest productivity rate amongst other G7 nations, and working specifically with SMEs and also thinking about kind of how they improve their productivity through tech adoption or through different management practices. But one of the kind of questions that I always had when I was working on the productivity problem was, is increasing growth and productivity enough to create positive social and environmental impact? For example, we often talked about how increasing productivity would increase people's salaries and then improve material well-being. But we know that the economy is actually not set up in a way that's fair and equitable. So my shift to B-Lab was really to start tackling some of those questions around what kind of a structure do we need to ensure that we have an economy that, if we did improve productivity, would actually reap rewards for everyone and not have a negative impact on the planet. So yeah, that's kind of the last 10 plus years of my work. I've been at B-Lab UK for just over 2.5 years.
Okay, good stuff. So really, this is a really fresh approach to these podcasts that we do. So I'm really looking forward to getting into a bit more detail on you and what you do. So thank you. Great introduction. So just moving on a little bit then to B-Lab UK themselves. Give us a bit of an overview of what you are, what services you offer, please, if that's possible.
Absolutely, yeah. So B-Lab UK is a nonprofit, and we're part of a much larger global network, sometimes referred to as the B-Lab network or the B Corp movement. Yep. And one of the core things that we do within the B-Lab network is certify companies known as B Corps. B Corps are companies that meet high standards of social and environmental performance, but they've also committed themselves to ensure that they are considering all stakeholders, not just shareholders, when they're making big decisions within the business. So it's really about people, planet, and profit for B Corps. And really what we're trying to do with the B Corp movement is realize a more inclusive, equitable, and regenerative economic system. One of the ways that we're trying to do that is through B Corps, which for us act as kind of proof points that business can be done successfully in this way. And each new B Corp that joins the movement, we have just under 10K now globally, is helping us make that point. And what we're trying to then do with the community or the network of B Corps is influence much wider spread cultural and behavioral change within business, but also to influence regulatory and legislative change as well. So yeah, that's kind of a bit about the network and the certification side of things. There's lots of support we offer companies to become B Corps, and we're part of a much wider network of experts experts and individuals who are helping companies to think about their impact and improve in different ways. But yeah, really the main offering we have is the standards and the B Corp certification.
The B Corp's the main bit of your business, and understood. Fantastic. So if I'm an SME business in the Midlands area where we're recording this now, what would be the main benefits then if I'm looking to become a B Corp or looking to go on the journey? What sort of main benefits would that bring to my small manufacturing business, for example?
Yeah, it's a great question. I tend to think of it in two ways. The first benefit is really going through the certification process itself. So we have something called the B Impact Assessment, where you can really deepen your understanding of the positive impacts that your company is having and maybe areas where you need to improve. And to go through it, you really need to engage all of your employees. So a lot of companies that have gone through the process have said, like, yes, it's rigorous, but the process itself really helped to deepen our understanding of what our impact is, areas where we can improve. It helped us to engage our employees and start to change some of our policies and processes. And even just the act of doing that can drive efficiencies in your work.
So I think the journey is as vital as the outcome at the end, basically.
Absolutely.
Understood. Sorry to interrupt. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, that's all right. And then the second one is I sometimes think that people understand B Corp certification to just be maybe like a trust mark or a process you go through, you have it, you're done. And they're often surprised when they come out the other end and they realize there's this whole community of B Corps in the UK. So we have all kinds of networking opportunities. We have working groups. We have kind of collective action groups where B Corps are trying to band together to create change or improvements within their industry or in their region. And we have all kinds of support for companies that are trying to improve their score and their impact. And it really is quite a tight-knit community, always trying to work together, share best practice, share knowledge. So a lot of companies who've gone through the B Corp process have said that's been a really big surprise for them. And it's been a huge benefit of actually joining the community.
Okay, so just so I understand that it improves a business's corporate and social responsibility. I presume, therefore, it helps them retain staff and attract staff as well. Does it have any sort of bearing on the bit of a loaded question? This, does it have any guidance on the energy efficiency of a business at all, or is that something completely separate to this? Because obviously, we deal with energy efficiency. Would it look at the whole business in terms of recommending going to renewable energy and doing anything like that at all, or does it sit totally separate to that?
Yeah, so the B Impact Assessment covers all areas of operation for a company. So it looks at a company's governance, its workers, environmental impact, customer stewardship, and community. So energy is definitely considered within that.
Good stuff. And is it limited to size at all? Can a sole trader apply right up to a corporate? Does it sort of fit, one size sort of fits all sectors, I assume?
Yeah, so any size, pretty much any sector in any part of the UK can certify. Yeah. The B Impact Assessment is actually designed to take into account the different sizes. So a sole trader would see slightly different questions. For example, they're not going to be answering questions on employees. Cool. And then multinationals would have a slightly different process. Different sectors also see slightly different questions and slightly different weighting between them. So it is a dynamic assessment tool, but it still hits the same kind of standards and benchmarks, which I think is really one of the things that makes B Corp so powerful, is that it's a globally agreed upon set of standards where you can have like an accounting firm or a law firm in London certified, you can have a cafe in Taiwan certified, you can have a manufacturing company in South Africa certified, and they are looking at slightly different things, but mostly they are hitting the same standards and using business as a force for good.
Fantastic. Good answer. Thank you. So just moving forward then in terms of the actual certification, I'm seeing more and more B Corp logos on television adverts at the moment and so on. So it's obviously gathering pace, basically. And you've alluded to this in one of your previous answers, but I assume it's completely independent. It's unbiased. There's no sort of nothing underhand behind it at all. It's completely independent in terms of the accreditation. So people, when they see it on the TV, can trust that company has gone through an unbiased application process. Is that, you know what I'm trying to say, but is that correct? Yeah. You're walking the walk is what I'm getting at, basically, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, we're a nonprofit. And the so B Lab Global is the nonprofit that maintains and updates the standards and ultimately gets to decide which company is a B Corp and which company meets those standards.
Yeah.
The standards themselves are actually developed by our Standards Advisory Council, which is third party from us even. So it's a council of kind of experts and business leaders who are sense checking the standards and the drafts that we put forward to them. And then companies that actually go through the process, they're first self-reporting and telling us where they think they fit within this and how they meet the standards. But then they go through a verification process where an analyst from B Lab Global actually goes through. They ask to see evidence to understand whether or not the company has been transparent and realistic about how they've answered those questions. So a company with a B Corp certification stamps had third-party verification, and they've had to show evidence to actually back up the claims that they're making.
Got it. Understood. So in terms of the actual application process then, I know it's probably difficult to answer this as a general answer because different companies probably have different questions to go through. How long does it generally take between starting to apply and then getting the certification at the end of it? Is it a lengthy process or is it quite short? Again, I appreciate that it might be different for a sole trader to a corporate, but what sort of timescales are you generally working to?
Yeah, it is a tricky question because it does depend, as you say, on the size of the company, the complexity of the company, but it also depends on where the company is at in their impact journey. So is this something that they have built into the design of the company? Have they always had purpose and mission at their heart? Or is this something that is kind of new to them? Maybe they're a company that's been around for 100 or so years and it hasn't really been a topic yet. So I think that's kind of the first part. And what I always suggest to companies who are just thinking about it to understand how long it might take them is to go into the B Impact Assessment. It's basically a free tool. You don't have to pay to use it. Lots of companies use it without the intention of going on to certify. And then answer all of the questions quite quickly, like giving your best kind of guess of where you think your company is at. And then that will give you a really good idea of what your baseline score is and what you would need to do in order to achieve the points that you need to be able to submit your assessment for review. That process itself can take 1 to 3 months for some companies. For much larger, more complex companies, it can be difficult to even collect all of that information, so it can take a little bit longer. And then there's almost always an improvement period. So average companies score about 51 points on the B Impact Assessment. You need 80 points in order to submit and to certify. And so you have to kind of work out for yourself how long you think that might take to make those changes to then achieve the 80 points. But I would say once you submit the assessment, the average length of time that it's taking right now for a company to go through that review process and that verification process is around 9 months.
Okay.
For smaller and less complex companies, it can take a much shorter period of time, but the average is about 9 months.
Okay, great. Thank you. So just to clarify then, there's a free tool that people can access and use to walk them through it, which is fantastic. And they don't need to then go to the actual certification at the end of that. They can use the tool to get a bit of information and work through some processes. That sounds really, really good. A lot of companies that I work with, the reasons why they're not jumping into more of a sustainable world is because they haven't got the staffing levels to do so. So I presume then that they don't really need to employ somebody to do this for them, or they don't need to get a consultant on board. And by the sounds of it, you're there to help them through that kind of question process as well. Is that assumption correct?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the B Impact Assessment is designed so that a company can take itself through the process.
Yeah.
You shouldn't need to bring someone in externally if you don't want to. And we do have a group of sustainability professionals called B Leaders who we've trained to take companies through that certification process. For much larger, more complex companies or companies that are really wanting to shift the way that they do business and kind of have a quite a deep transformation, B Leaders can be absolutely brilliant for that. But a smaller company who maybe has a smaller budget can definitely take themselves through the process themselves even use the tool as like a starter for 10 if they don't then want to go on to certification.
It's just about reducing those barriers, isn't it, really, to getting into the process, basically, in anything, really. We do that a lot in our role. We're there to help people and guide them because they haven't got the time, especially an SME, so got time to do this pathway. So it's good that it's a free tool, and it's good that it sounds a straightforward process. So fantastic. So just moving on then to my last couple of questions. I wonder if you've got any any, if you're able to give us any case study examples of businesses that have gone through the process and just give us a few benefits that it's brought to their business. It might be increased profitability or increased market share or staff retention, those kind of things. Have you got any sort of maybe names we've heard of, maybe that you're able to say that you can give us a few examples of?
Yeah, Def B Corps in the UK tend to outperform mainstream SMEs in the UK across a number of different business metrics. For example, they experience higher levels of growth, both in terms of employees and revenue. They have better chances at attracting top talent, retaining them, having very engaged employees. They're more successful at getting external financing. They have higher levels of innovation, research and development. And on the one hand, you could kind of say, we think that that's because they're B Corps and it gives them market differentiation. But on the other hand, we also believe that businesses that are using their business as a force for good, that have a really clear purpose and are thinking about their impact, are going to be more successful businesses anyways. So it's kind of a chicken and egg in some instances. But we have spoken with B Corps in the community to understand what their experience has been and what kind of benefits they've had from getting B Corp certification. One of them is a menstrual care product company called Here We Flow. If you haven't seen it yet, you probably will soon, because they are consistently getting new deals with companies like Boot. And what they told us was that B Corp certification really helped them stand out in what is quite a crowded market. And it's really helped them, especially with their global expansion. So when they were trying to enter, it's having that B Corp certification really helped them stand out. And they got some deals with Target and Whole Foods, which are, you know, major retailers in the US. Right. So that's been huge for them. And then we also have Click, which is a company providing IT and tech services and trying to reduce e-waste. They've told us that they have had increase in customer acquisition, both from them actually accessing the community and networking and finding like-minded B Corps that would want to work with them, but also because they have the certification on their website and they're on our directory. So they have people coming to them and wanting to work with them because they're B Corp certified, and those companies want to work with a company that has shared values and kind of an aligned mission. So those are two kind of examples, but we have loads of case studies on our website. We have case studies for most of those business metrics that I outlined. So lots of case studies on employee retention and attraction, which I think is one of the main things that B Corp tell us is a benefit from the certification, but also around the annual revenue and growth, and then also on external financing.
Okay, fantastic. So anyone that's listening, lots of benefits, jump onto the website, which I'll give you details on later on, and just see the benefits of this. And I suppose it just grows and grows and grows, doesn't it? As the community grows, people that are B Corps want to deal with other B Corps, and they can collaborate together, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger moving forward, doesn't it, from what you've explained. So fantastic. I always ask a question at the end of these sessions, basically, in terms of looking forward. So what improvements, if any, can you foresee coming into your role or in the general sphere of B Corp to improve things moving forward? What's in the pipeline, basically, to make this grow and grow and grow is what I'm getting at, really.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, we are about to enter a year, probably a couple of years, of pretty deep transformation for B Corp certification. We have a new set of standards that we're going to be publishing in 2025. There's some draft publications out right now because we've been going through a series of consultations with the public on them, but the final draft or the final standards will be launched in 2025. And essentially, the reason we evolve our standards is because what might be cutting edge today, or what might be, you know, the leader of the pack today, will hopefully become established as a new norm within business. And we need to ensure that B Corps are always at the forefront of business as a force for good. So we are evolving our standards to make sure that B Corps are still at the forefront of that. And it's almost like raising the community up and ensuring that they're still leading. So yeah, those new standards will come in 2025. We'll probably start certifying companies on them in 2026. And that's really going to mean a change in our processes. It's going to need to change how we support companies. And it's a really exciting opportunity to see some real impact within the community, because lots of B Corps will probably meet these standards anyways, because they're absolutely brilliant, forward-thinking companies that are teaching us a lot as an organization as well. But then there are others who, you know, maybe are new to the community and they haven't been working on their impact as much. So this will kind of help them to meet this new higher level of standards, and we'll have to provide support to kind of guide them for that.
Okay, great answer. Thank you, so by the sounds of it, lots of work to do and lots to look forward to moving forward. So fantastic. Thank you. So look, again, thank you for joining today. And that's been really, really informative. And also it's been a very different conversation to our usual session. So thanks for giving up your time today. So to our audience, if you would like more details on B Lab and B Corp and what work Annie does, or even if you'd like to start the application process and view that free software that was mentioned, full details are on our podcast description. Have a look and get involved. And then finally, just to once again run through the benefits of our decarbonisation net zero programme, we provide free energy audits to businesses in the Combined Authority and Warwickshire areas. So we look and help identify areas of energy inefficiency on your site or within your business. And we also then have grant funding of up to 50% to put towards those improvement projects you wish to take off the ground. Usually that's things like solar PV, heat pumps, insulation, new machinery and much, much more. So if that sounds of interest, again, please get in touch with us via the details in our podcast description. I'm Jonathan Howe. Thanks for listening.